18 months. Do you know the Beatles, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Well, you cut them in the hair department a little bit, don't you? How long has the long hair been fashionable in England?
About 4 years.
What are the barbers doing over there now?
Starving.
Starving?
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I wanted this week's episode to look at counterculture because ultimately when there's norms in place, you're bound to find outliers. And for me personally, the two bands that come to mind are the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. So let me backtrack just a bit. The British invasion came at the perfect time. It was 3 months after JFK's assassination, and Americans desperately needed something to help wash away the melancholy that lingered. So it's no coincidence that Beatlemania grew. And followed by Beatlemania was the Rolling Stones. And there was a bit of rivalry between the two bands. The Stones first heard the song Love Me Do in 1962, and Brian and Mick panicked. They heard the bubblegum-like lyrics, the hammer-like rhythm, and the blues-like harmonica. And Jagger can be quoted saying, "We thought we were totally unique animals. Then we heard there was a group from Liverpool. This group with long hair, scruffy clothes, but they also had a record contract and a record in the charts with a bluesy harmonica on it called Love Me Do. When I heard the combination of all these things, I was almost sick." So the Beatles were obviously popular and amazing. Their sound was polished to perfection, so it was incredibly intimidating to follow. And although the Stones and the Beatles were cut from the same cloth, the Rolling Stones were pieced together by the leftover scraps from the Beatles. And a bit of irony, The Stones were raised in middle-class families, while the Beatles were from the working class and grandsons of the proletariat. Yet, their image was created to be the exact opposite of their roots. The Beatles looked clean-cut, while the Rolling Stones were created to look like raffish characters. And with that being said, here's this week's episode, Mop Top Tunes.
Shadow. Look at that beatnik girl. She's passing a Mayfair beauty parlor where smart chic women pretty themselves up. No place for her, or is it? Go on, see what they can make of you, because it so happens they specialize in teaching teenagers how to make the best of themselves. You look as if you could do with a good square meal, as well as a wash and brush up.
Now, I could explore the beatnik movement, but honestly, I prefer to explore how the Hells Angels came out as a result of the same environment. The president, Sonny Barger, was a product of the same aimless post-war environment that also formed Mick, Keith, John, and Paul. And in high school, Sonny was a greaser, just like the Teddy Boys of Lennon's Liverpool. And his father worked in Central Valley, laying down pavement on Highway 99, which is poetic that his old man was building the roads that his boy would soon ride on. And as Hunter S. Thompson mentions, early motorcycle gangs would be formed in California by thousands of veterans who flatly rejected going back to their pre-war patterns. These early biker gangs rode in formation under names taken from military units. And the name Hell's Angel had been a name bouncing around for a while. Some say it actually can be traced back to a World War II fighter wing, and others say the name originates from a 1930s Howard Hughes movie, Hell's Angel, starring Jean Harlow. I personally believe the former. The Hell's Angels definitely played a huge role in shaping the American landscape. They were romanticized as rugged outlaws that lived by a code, but the rose-colored glasses would soon be ripped off at the Rolling Stones performance at Altamont. And this concert was a huge mess, with 300,000 concertgoers and Hell's Angels as security guards. And there were three accidental deaths, two hit and runs, and one LSD-induced drowning. But it's best known for the death of Meredith Hunter. And this is where a Hell's Angel is seen stabbing Hunter. And it did not occur unprovoked. A gun is seen in Hunter's hand. And I can go on and on about counterculture and how it shapes society, but I don't want to keep you guys from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy.
I'm a guess I better stop messing around. I got a reputation and it's going down. Let me tell you now, this hell, nightlife's gonna be the death of me. Well, I had a girl left yesterday. She couldn't understand my wild and wicked ways. Let me tell you now, this hell, nightlife is gonna be the death of me.
Lots of lies in there. and me.
It for this week's episode. And I just want to say again, I am absolutely floored by all the love and support that I've been receiving. Thank you guys so much. It really motivates me to continue this on a weekly basis. And thank you guys for sending me messages saying that certain songs made you want to dance or that certain songs reminded you of a family member. It really means the world to me. So till next week, I am your host, Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.